We've begun learning about the concept of Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. This means loving Hashem unconditionally and not because of any of the things we've received from Him. The root of this love is the idea of Kodesh Brichu V'Yisrael Chadhu. Hashem and us are one. This means that there is an eternal spiritual bond between us and Hashem, and it's one that's not based on anything else. And this is the purest and most powerful love possible. Now, one way to understand this is to think about how and why Hashem loves us. Torah and Tanakh are full of statements that Hashem says how He loves Klal Yisrael. The bond began with the Avos. Hashem made a covenant, a bris with the Avos. The Avos served Hashem in a way we can't imagine, with such total devotion and perfection, that they attained the level of Merkava L'Shechina, which means they became the chariot of the Shechina. Hashem's presence on this world was expressed through their actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then chose us, and the relationship Hashem has with us is eternal. It can't be broken, it can't be revoked, no matter what we do, how deep we sink, and how bad we fall. The relationship Hashem has with Klal Yisrael is with the whole nation and with each individual simultaneously, because there's no difference in the bris, the covenant, between the whole and the single person. Hashem has a bris with us all individually, like every man has a bris milah. And therefore Hashem loves us totally, unconditionally, without receiving anything from us, no matter what we have done. Even the love a parent has for a child is only a dim comparison to the love that Hashem has for us. Parents give their children love unconditionally and will love them no matter what, usually. But parents receive tremendously from their children. It gives them purpose, direction, love, meaning, nachas. But Hashem receives none of that from us because He doesn't need any of that. Yet He loves us totally. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeini. Hashem will take us even after a point that our parents would abandon us. And because of the nature of this love and how it is irrevocable, Hashem promises us that He will not let us lose a connection with Him. Although this will require at times harsh treatment, it's a result of this powerful love and how Hashem can't let us fall away, can't let us lose ourselves and lose the connection with Him. He won't change us for a different nation. He has bound ourselves to Him forever. If we ponder the nature of this love and what it means, we can begin to understand how we can feel this level of Ahava, which is unconditional, not dependent on anything. When we are loved in this fashion, we can reciprocate as well. And that's the concept of Kodesh Brichu V'Yisrael Chad. This is the unity we can have. We're unified in the limitless love we have for each other. This is the greatest connection and achdus possible, knowing that Hashem is the greatest chibur we can have. In practice, this requires considerable reflection and thought and speech as well. The method of acquiring this love is by feeling Hashem's presence at all times. And this is achieved little by little, but the goal is to have our minds on Hashem, with Hashem, always. Acknowledge that He doesn't look away and stop caring about us for an instant, because His love for us is inconceivably great. The more we devote our minds to Hashem and feeling His presence, the more we become connected and appreciate that love, and we love Hashem as well. It's this kind of devotion and focus that the great tzaddikim mastered, each to their level. Esther HaMalka walked into Ahasuerus, and before that it says, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, which Chazal explained to me, and she clothed herself in Ruach HaKodesh. What this means, partially, is that she achieved a level of connection and dveikus to Hashem so that Hashem's presence rested upon her, which was from the greatest connections possible, just short of Nevuah. In her hour of greatest danger and need, she lived with Hashem in the greatest way possible because this was her lifelong practice. That was true Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. And with work, we can all achieve some level and measure of this, and it will change us immeasurably. Baruch Hashem, we've now finished the chapter titled Ahava, and we will begin the next chapter titled Kirvas Hashem.